What would you, just to wrap up, what would you say to the line that is trotted out now and then, that is that you can't have strong economic growth at the same time as environmental sustainability and protection, that the two things are mutually exclusive?
Yes, I completely reject that idea. I think that if we look at Korea, South Korea, as a country that in my view is following an exemplary path, the stimulus funding following the 2007-2008 downturn in the global finances that was carried through in South Korea was approximately 80% directed at green growth of their economy. Now, what this means is, in stimulating green growth, you're first and foremost stimulating energy efficiency. You're looking at routes that will reduce the need to import oil into that country. All of these green growth areas that they're financing will stimulate their economy. They are creating new employment as they move forward in time. So, for example, South Korea is the country which has produced broadband. And they produced broadband through a top-down decision by the South Korean government to put billions of dollars into creating a platform for the development of broadband in that country. Now, that is creating a large economic growth process for the country. They're now doing this in the area of developing a new type of electric car vehicle, which is driven by primary coils placed under the road, secondary coils in the vehicle. The secondary coils enable you to pick up energy from the primary coil. That's what's driving your vehicle. But at the same time, recharging the battery on your car. So if you drive off a zone that has one of these primary coils in it, you drive off your battery.
Right.
Now, imagine if this technology goes worldwide, what that will do for the South Korean economy. So I think we need to rethink very carefully the importance of stimulating the economy in a direction that enables you to create a more efficient and innovative route into the future.
Professor King, thank you so much for your time. I look forward to your lecture later on today.
Thank you very much.